Track rating a good 4, rail out 8 metres makes it a little bit tricky around the Mornington circuit.
Yeah, I think the Mornington circuit's tricky at the best of times, but it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, sometimes if the pressure goes on early, then they can build momentum down that little short straight into the home straight, even with the rail out. But then if the leaders are getting away with an easy time, particularly if the track's in the good range, then it can be hard to make ground.
The jump jockeys have covered some ground from Casterton yesterday back across to Mornington today. It's a high weight to get the card underway over the 1,500 metres of maiden. Clear of scratchings, Kozikawa Kami picks up the ride on number 7, Australand. And the favourite is Aero at $2.90, ahead of 6, Rockin' Sunny at $3.50. 2, Don't Test Me, $4.40, Drover's Yarn, $5.50, Black Currant, best of the rest for Tommy Ryan at $12. Who do we like in the first of the high weights, Warren?
I'm going with Aero, Brendan, but he's going to need that little bit of luck early. And in these high-weight races, guys like Jamie Mott and Clayton Douglas are obviously a bit of an advantage, and Ronan Short's going to need that little bit of luck early aboard Aero. Blinkers off and the winkers go on, but I thought was solid last start. I think has the best form lines. I'm going to go with 4 ahead of 3, Drover's Yarn, who gets the services of Jamie Mott from an inside draw and is fitter for 2 runs back from a spell. That form intertwines with number 6, Rockin' Sunny. Don't think there'll be a lot between them. And Clayton Douglas has that ride. And 2, Don't Test Me, another one that I think will be riding the speed and won't have to do any work to get there. 4, 3, 6, 2.
4, 3, 6, and 2 in the first. Race number 2 on the program is a benchmark 58 over the 2,050 metres. 8, Nelson's Arch comes out. Nozzy Tomazawa goes on to number 3 at Jim's Special, a new addition to the high weight category here in Victoria, having his first ride here. And Princess Anna Achiever is the favourite for Will Gordon at $4.20. Rexmont $4.20, equal favourite. Replay $4.60. Hail and Rouge at $4.80. Counterfire $5.59. Don't Plead Guilty, then Heaven's Reject at 19. An open second event on the card.
It is open, and I think there's a little bit of value. I'm happy to play each way with number 1, Don't Plead Guilty, and earn a bit for $9. But he's not an absolute regular winner, but 58 grade over this distance range and even and a bit longer is where he fits in. And I thought his last run in benchmark 64 grade was an indication that he's looking for more ground, and he's going okay this campaign. Certainly the form through Mellors is one of the strongest form lines here, and from an inside draw, he'll get back in the field a bit, but he'll be very strong late, playing him each way. Blinkers on, winkers off, number 1, ahead of 4. Rexmont, who was good winning last start, should be even further improved. Winkers go on, number 6, Counterfire, who's been going well in similar races, and 5, Replay, probably ditto. She's come to hand well. She was big odds first up after jumping out well, and she's run consistently at her couple of runs subsequent to that. 1 each way ahead of 4, 6, and 5.
1, 4, 6, 5, race number 2. Race number 3 is a maiden over the 1,000 metres. 8 and 11 come out here. The Tam Fixed Odds favourite, Governor Landy. The Noonans teaming up on their home track, $2.80. Abraxas at $4.20. Galaxy Ghost, $4.20. Celerial Regime at $5. Out to All Too Fast at $9.50. Then Strike a Nerve at $11. Governor Landy has had plenty of chances here, Warren, but is the favourite at $2.80.
He's starting to test the patience, isn't he, Brendan? When you see him in, I know they've been tweaking the headgear today. The full set of earmuffs have gone back on and the pre-race earmuffs come off. There was a change to the contrary for the previous run. Just trying to find that right piece of headgear combination and back a little bit in distance here. I like what I've seen at the trials, particularly the most recent trial of number 1 at Abraxas. I thought it was trucking up beautifully down the middle of the track at Cranbourne. Will be strong late here at the end of 1,000 metres, and there looks enough speed with horses rolling forward. Probably Canstar coming out might have taken a little bit out of that, but I'm going to go with 1. Abraxas looks ready to go to the races and run well ahead of Governor Landy, who could certainly win, but he just seems to lack the ability to put that race to bed. 7, All Too Fast, I think, can come across from that wider barrier draw and be part of the speed. And didn't mind a recent trial of number 3, Galaxy Ghost, who's, I think, going to be looking for further sooner rather than later, but another one that should be strong late. 1, 4, 7, 3.
1, 4, 7, 3. Race number 3. Race number 4, another maiden, this one over the 1,000 metres for the 3-year-old. Scratchings here are 7 and 10. Rider we needed for number 11, Rinzuli, is Harry Grace. Favourite, Rock Tycoon, with Tab Fixed Odds at $1.85. 2J is $5.58. Florence J, $7. Remastered, $8.50. Then Tippy Witchy at 11. Rock Tycoon, Dwayne Dunn, going to Mornington for 2 today. And this is the first of them.
And that might be a bit of a guide, Brennan. He's certainly got the right form lines. He's wouldn't say he's really tested the friendship yet because he's relatively lightly raced, and two of his three maiden victories have been behind Hawkshot and O'Tordo. So he's probably been arguably unlucky to come up against some talented opposition. He's resuming here as a gelding. He's trialled up well. He's drawn well. And you've already referenced the Dwayne Dunn factor at Mornington on a Monday. I think he's the one to beat. Three ahead of 8, Florence J, who hasn't really been tested in what I've seen from her leading into her debut, but she looks to move nicely and should be strong late. 6-2 J's been to the official trials recently and trialled well at Tatura. Rode the speed, gave a good kick there, asked to do a little bit, and Remastered's trialled up quite nicely to make the debut for the Noonans on the home track also. I couldn't back him at that price, but it's probably the day for Rock Tycoon. 3-8-6-2.
3-8-6-2, race number 4. Fifth event on the program, first leg of the quaddie, a fillies and mare's maiden over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 9 and 11. Rider for number 14 is Georgina Cartwright, and the Tab Fixed Odds market, I knew she was mine, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite for Steph Thornton and Jerome Hunty, yet to miss a place in the three-start career at $1.55, to Amenti at $5. Statement Piece is the second of the Dwayne Dunn rides, $5.50 for Team Hawks. 3, Bella Journey at $10 is heading the remainder, but I knew she was mine, a shorty in the fifth.
Just got to hope to get a better price, Brendan. I think she can be positively ridden from that wider barrier draw and come across and maybe even get close to the front or sit outside the lead. She said she hasn't missed a place in her three runs to date. She was good behind a smart horse first up. She'd be fitter with that run under the belt. And I do think a couple of the scratchings have depleted some of the strength of this race. And I like her. I just want a slightly better price, and hopefully we get that if we're patient. 8, I knew she was mine. Clearly, ahead of 2, Amenti, who was solid last start behind Night in Paradise, and that form held up pretty well, or has holding up fairly well. Night in Paradise had plenty of chances leading into that maiden victory. 12, Statement Piece, a couple of quiet jump outs for Team Hawks in typical fashion to get her back to the races. I think she's got talent. Dwayne Dunn there, this is probably the horse that's brought him to Mornington for Team Hawks. And 10, Lady Blarnix, I put in as next best on debut for the Galagotis camp, but I do think the race falls away, and I'm keen on 8. I just want a better price. 8-2-10-12-10.
8-2-12-10 in race number 5. Race number 6, second leg of the quaddie. A fillies and mares benchmark 58 over the 1,200. 13, the emergency not required here. 10, Fixed Odds favourite, Lila Vadee, $2.50. 7, Neve Chenor, $6.50. Pragmatist at 7, Lady Annabelle at 8. Out to No Neil at $10. Lila Vadee is the favourite here, Warren. 62.5 and a somewhat of a back mark. It might be a little bit tough around Mornington with the rail out. Eight, are we with the fave here?
I am, but you're right. There is that challenge. There looks good speed here. Rocker Rakubi's been just jumping and running, but hopefully Rocker Rakubi can pace himself that little bit better for connections, because she just seems to be going far too quickly in her races at the moment. But there's enough speed that I think should have the field spreading out. And the 62.5 just becomes the challenge. Is there a point where that weight just becomes a bit too much of an anchor? But she's better than 58 grade. She looks like she's suited getting up in distance now. She's run well at benchmark 70 level, so she's fitter for a couple of runs back. Ideal progression for her. It's just if she can carry the weight. I'm going to tip her with the blinkers off out to 1,200 metres ahead of 9, No Nell. I think she's the interesting runner for Brady Cross. Trialled up nicely to have the first run for the new stable in a recent jump out. The form through that jump out's been good. 7, Neve Chenor. I think she's raced herself back into something like her consistent form of a preparation or so ago, and gets a good run from the draw with Clayton Douglas aboard. And 6, Joe's Pride. I think has trialled up nicely too to resume here and was a winner first up last campaign. 1-9-7-6.
1-9-7-6. Brady Cross wouldn't have had too many to the races. He's a very good jockey. Just wait. Wasn't on his side, Warren.
No, he's had a couple of runners. He was obviously an assistant trainer or foreman with the Darren Weir stable before Darren was put on the sidelines, and he was having a couple of runners there at stages with runners in his own right. So he's certainly building that early stage of his career as a trainer.
Good luck to Brady today. Race number 7 on the Carter benchmark, 58 over the 1,000 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 5, 12 and 13. The rider for number 11, is Jake Nooner. Jake Nooner picks up the ride there on Elite Legacy at number 11. Tampic Stodd's favourite, Bold Type, $3.40. Talia at $4.40. Capilec, $4.60. Macabo at $5.50, as is Elite Legacy. Then Kapara at 11. Bold Type, placed in both runs on its home track, is the favourite here. Jess Eaton takes a kilo and a half off.
Well, and the first up run was solid. I just thought that was probably slightly under the odds. I think this is a very even race. Brendan, I thought the win last start of Whenever Wherever for the Patrick Payne stable was impressive. And Mikado tested Whenever Wherever there. I think the way this race sets up, that wider barrier draw in this race shouldn't be that much of a disadvantage. There looks a fair bit of speed and some of it's drawn out wider. So I think there'll be an opportunity to get into a nice spot for number two, Mikado, and you can play each way ahead of 11. Elite Legacy, he's had throat surgery and he's resuming here with the earmuffs off and the pre-race earmuffs going on. Early in his career, I thought he'd be well and truly out of this grade by now. He's obviously had some issues, but he's trialled up well to resume here again for the Noonans on their home track. 7 Talala was good first up, will be fitter, and I thought 3 Bold Type was in the mix, but a little under the odds. 2.11.7.3.
2.11.7.3 in the second last. Final event on the program is a benchmark 58 over the 1500. Scratchings here are 7, 8, 9, 14, and 16. Florida Dream tops the market here for Brandon Wheeler and Luke Oliver at $3.50. Cash for Diamonds at 4. Booze Free $4.40. Presumptuous at 8, as is Navita. And then Awesome Mover at 11. What way do we swing here in the last, Warren?
I'm up the top of the weights with not a lot between numbers 1 and 2 here. Brendan, I've gone with 2 Cash for Diamonds. I thought after having to do a little bullocking work to get out into the clear, ran well without the absolute best of luck first up. Fitter with that run under the belt, up 100 metre suits. I thought Radiant Warrior certainly did enough for that form line at Bendigo yesterday. 2 for me ahead of 1 Florida Dream, who gets the blinkers on. Second up, ran well at Warrnambool. The Warrnambool form's been holding up well and comes back from benchmark 70 grade there to 58 grade here, but does get up in the weights. But I think the obvious danger, 4 Booze Free and 10 Dry Biscuit stable mates, I think are both progressing pretty well, and they're in a bunch that are next best for me, but 1 and 2 stand out for me here. 2-1-4-10.
2-1-4-10 in the last from Warren Huntley. Warren, best value quality in a play for the card at Mornington?
Well, the best's race 5, number 8. I knew she was mine, Brendan, but fairly short in the market there. Maybe, I'll stick with that and just hope we get a better price, because I think she's the standout bet on the day, race 5, number 8. Race 2, number 1, Don't Plead Guilty, I think's good value, ran about the $9, tab.com.au referenced on the run-through. For the quaddie, first leg 2, 8 and 12, second leg 1 and 9, third leg 2, 3, 7 and 11, and home with numbers 1, 2, 4 and 10. And my play of the day is a daily double. I'm effectively skinning up the last leg of the quaddie and going to take in the first leg of the daily double, race 6, numbers 1 and 9, and the last leg, numbers 1 and 2.
Thanks very much, Warren. Good luck today at Mornington.